Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
You sure did.
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Good evening. It is Tell It Tuesday, and we have an exciting show. We have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're going to be talking about moving forward. You know, Stephanie Haynes is the author of the book Healing the Womb, and we take chapters each week from this book, a phenomenal book. We'll give you information after she gets started in here with how you can get one. You must have it in your library. You know, our youth are out there, we're dealing with losses, changes, and transitions. But we all have to keep fighting, and this will create the greatest of joy. And I tell them to challenge yourself. Heart content until your heart's content. That you are left with no regrets in life. To make a dynamic stride forward. This is another way to live. Victory in youth leads to victory in life. And you know, we all here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and everybody that listens, and everybody that hosts, and everybody that tells it to you and share and care, we are victors over here. Before we bring Ms. Haynes on, let's get this going, because she's going to be speaking on moving forward. Welcome in.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long.
Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening, Sharon and Karen. Stephanie, are you here with us?
Yes, good evening, Miss Linda. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I am wonderful, and you sound wonderful. How are you? And I'm going to put it out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love it when you come on and tell it to us on Tuesday. We take out your time, your care, and sharing. We love you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you as well, Linda. This has been a great opportunity to, you know, to teach the healing on the room and to really reach out to the women and the men out there to really get to the core of their disease, I would say, and to be able to eradicate, you know, whatever that it is that's keeping you from moving forward in your life. You know, I call it peeling the onion, right? You know, sometimes you might cry. You know, when you peel the onion, you know, tears start coming down. And this is what the healing of the woman is about. It's pulling back all those things that's keeping you from moving forward in your life. You know, we talked about in the beginning forgiveness, learning to let go, breaking away from other people's expectations, you know, taking off the mask, you know. And today we're going to talk about moving forward, you know, because, you know, we as women, we have a lot, you know, within ourselves. You know, we got a lot to look for the answers, because everything we ever need is within ourselves, right?
That's
so
true.
Instead of looking to others, we need just to look inside ourselves. We have to trust our own decisions and honor our own self-worth. And that's very important. To change our lives, we have to change our mind. It is crucial that we always remember that what we think and say become our experience. As such, we will pay attention to our thoughts and speaking patterns so that we may shape our lives in according with our dreams. Because if we always, you know, talking down towards ourselves, because sometimes we are our own as our own enemy, because we sabotage ourselves, especially for the ones who are out there dealing with abandonment issues. It's hard for those individuals to move forward because of the fact that once they get a little taste of success, they sabotage that. You know, the fear of being abandoned, not good enough, appreciated. You know, so we have to shape our lives in accordance with our dreams. There are many women that are in long-term relationships. They are extremely lonely because they feel that they have lost their choice. Now, for those individuals who have been in relationships, whether you're married or your significant other, whatever it may be, you always want to have your individuality. Yes, they say when you're married, you're one. Are you one but two? However, when you have your own self-identity in the relationship, you're not always looking to your partner to make you happy or to define you or to praise you. You know who you are as an individual. Yes, it's nice to have someone to praise you and to acknowledge you, but if that's what you're seeking all the time, then there's a lack of self-confidence somewhere. We are meant to explore new depths within ourselves and to make new decisions on how we want to live our life. That's something that you have to have within yourself. Now, there are some women who are so fearful of success. They don't believe that they can become prosperous. So when we always put ourselves second, it's hard to feel deserving. When we relax and allow ourselves to believe, the universe will guide us on our journey. So I have a quote. When I relax and allow myself to believe life is there to take care of me, I am safe. Then I begin to flow with life. I'm going to say that again. When I relax and allow myself to believe life is there to take care of me, I am safe. Then I begin to flow with life. That's just like being in rhythm with life, right? No lack in the universe. Whatever you desire and want, is already there for you. All you have to do is cultivate your life to meet those desires. Whatever it takes. That's just like a relationship. The type of man or woman that you might be desiring. You know, you have to prepare your life to be able to be on the same vibration of that individual that you're seeking. All right. So I have some questions. If you don't have any questions for me, Ms. Linda, I'm going to go into the questions.
No questions? Nope. I want you to continue on.
All right. So question number one. So I want everybody to grab a pen and pencil because I'm going to be talking about, I have some questions and I have some affirmations on how to move forward. And then we're going to go into honoring yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, number one, what attachments do you need to let go of to have a full life? What is that holding you back? What attachments do you need to let go of to have a full life? What does that look like to you? Number two, or the attachment is to a person or people, places, or things. What is it? That person can be a husband, a wife. People can be relatives, friends, coworkers. Places can be where you're living, where you work. And things can just be materialistic things that you think you can't let go of. Right? Number three, what types of expectations are you looking for from these attachments? Because remember I said earlier, no one can make you happy but you. Now, someone can put a smile on your face, but that absolutely happiness that we all desire to have in spite of ourselves and in spite of others, okay?
Okay.
Number four, are you fearful of letting go of the attachment? If so, why? Number five, what do you really want from the attachment? Let's say, for instance, if you're attached to your mate, what is that you really want from him or her?
Mm-hmm.
What are your expectations from that individual? Because sometimes our expectation is more than what that person is willing to give or capable of giving. So what do you really want from that attachment? Number six, what would you need to let go of to get this? And that this is, that's something that you want from the attachment. Okay, number seven, what steps can you take to transform your attachment to bring greater freedom? That's just like turning poison into medicine for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what step can you take to transform your attachment to bring greater freedom? And just remember, personal freedom brings inner peace.
Sure does.
So while you're pondering on those questions, we're going to go into the positive affirmations on how to move forward. And I'm more likely I'll be repeating these twice so you can really, really, you know, have an opportunity to write these down. Okay. Number one, I will honor myself, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows right what is right. I will honor myself, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelously are thy works, and my soul knows what is right. Number two, I forgive myself. I didn't know any better. Because sometimes we are so hard on ourselves.
Mm.
Number three, I am learning to take care of the physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions of myself. That is very important. Because if one of those is out of balance, the other two is out of balance as well. So I am learning to take care of my physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions of myself. Number four, I forgive myself. I don't have to stay in the past. I can be in the present. Number five, I will speak healing with my tongue. As you know, or may not know, your tongue can either heal or kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we speak.
That's right.
What we say. I didn't know any better in the past, but I'm learning to make better choices. I give myself permission to take care of myself today. It is all right to do so. I will create a positive future. I will appreciate each day. I will take time to spend quality time with myself each day. Now, this is a lot of self-care.
Because
sometimes we got to continue to remind ourselves to take care, to refuel yourself. Because sometimes, if anybody like me, you know, always on the go, always, you know, supporting and giving of yourself, emotional, physically, and spiritually, then you have to take some time to retrieve your soul back and to get back in alignment so when you are out there again, you're giving 100% of yourself. You're not giving bits and pieces of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'll say fragments of yourself. Right?
That's true.
So you want to be whole. You know, so I will allow others to give me compliments. Sometimes it's hard for an individual to receive compliments, especially if you're that type of individual that is always giving, right? And if you're a giver, sometimes it's hard for you to receive. But I want to let you know, giving and receiving is the same energy.
Yep.
Okay, it's the same energy. Right? I will compliment the appearance and the ability of others and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. My happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. I'm going to say that one again. My happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. All of my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. All my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. And lastly, but not least, I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. Because you can't give love to others if you don't have it for yourself.
That's right.
And that's with anything and anyone. I will create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me. You know, and that goes into how we honor ourselves, right? And honoring ourselves is very important. Because if we don't, then we become that doormat.
That's true.
Where people just walk all over you. Right? So I have some questions about, you know, how you do that. So what steps will you take to be true to yourself? You know, some of us is walking through this world as a facade.
Mm.
You know, that saying a long time ago, fake it till you make it. No, that's being a hypocrite.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You don't have to fake it. Just be who you are.
Let me ask you, or should I hold it until the end? You want to go through this and I'll go back to it?
No, just go ahead.
You're saying that individuals, you know, they go through life creating a facade. So when they meet the real deal, it's like, you know, they want to make you facade. You know, every time we talk about the removing of the mask and letting go. I have experienced in the past, you know, it fluffs off of me how people will, you know, want to put you in a category of you know, whatever, you know, not recognizing your real you. But they can't recognize your real you because they're not real them. See, a real person
right.
recognizes a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And once you understand that, there's no problem there. So there's no need to really get upset about it or whatever because they can't recognize. So what do you do in that case? Do you you put some distance there to keep them disrespecting or about being disrespected, as I always say, you know, this is rather than disrespect or what? You know, I've ran through that. As a matter of fact, I just had to deal with a situation that was created from a statement that was in the past that I had to sort of like clarify or shall I say testify or however way you want to put it, but make it be known that this is the way it goes with me, you know, because those individuals that don't see, don't understand, can't see, you can't be angry with them, but you don't really want to spend your time to show them how to do it either because that's not where you are. So how would you deal with that, Stephanie? You know, when you're true to yourself and you run into persons who aren't true to themselves, but yet they still are in your environment, how do you handle that? Do you?
You know, you call the person out on it.
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to hear you say it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just call them on it, you know. And I think the most important thing is that if we really are true to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and then we see through the crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be nice, you know.
I know it. Thank you. But you are
nice. Right. So to really... You know, because we are teachers and students at any given time, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be a teachable moment for that individual to call them on their stuff.
Mhm. Mhm.
So they won't, you know, continue to go through life, you know, living that lie or creating other lies to cover up the other lie. Because, you know, once you tell one lie, you got to tell another.
That's correct.
You know?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So...
You're right.
The narcissist, huh?
You're right. I'm listening.
Yeah. So for that person to really honor you, that person needs to be authentic.
Totally.
It has to be
totally.
Authentic in their communication.
They have, well, you're right. And usually... individuals who don't really are not true to themselves. They have a lot of insecurities and inadequacies that they try to push it back toward you to make you seem like you the boo-boo girl. And then when they find out you're not the boo-boo girl, and you're going to call them on it and call anybody else on it to step up there and put it, just iron it out straight, then you see a different type of action. You have expressed your worth out there, and either they honor you or they hate you. Either way, but it's okay. You have expressed your worth, and you've done what you had to do, and you continue on to move forward. And if you need to, you distance yourself. My nieces, my family, my entire family are very upfront people. It's not one in the family. I don't know. I can't even think of one from the baby's own. You know, they're going to let you know what's up. Okay? They learn as they grow through life, like I learned, to do it in a softer way. But that's the bloodline. It's like, speak up, speak out, stop it, nip it in the bud right now. Okay? Deal with the consequences. So that's like a family DNA, as I should say. So when persons bring you into their arenas and they're offering something, I'm teaching you this. No, you can't teach me this because I was born with this. And whatever I'm lacking, I've picked up on along the way. So that was not the gist of me socializing with you. I didn't come for that. I came to support and to assist. But once you realize that that person couldn't appreciate your supporting and your assistance, then you have to be true to yourself and nip it in the bud and get away from it. People will call you, well, I sent this and I sent that, and then she never called me back. No, because I didn't have nothing to say. I said what I had to say. Why should I be, why do you wait? Like you say, we're going back to that energy again, right? That's giving energy. So it's not that you're being ugly or not. You're just not going to give your energy in that direction. So when I speak with the youth and they're going through their family issues, talking, trying to find themselves, trying to get their own identity and stuff, I always tell them to be real. Be real and you never have to worry about it. Be real, tell the truth. Honesty is the key. And if it's, you have to suffer consequences, so just be ready for it. But that way you don't have to think about what lie you told yesterday. So I'm saying all this to say that you tell one lie, you have to keep telling another one. No, just put it on out there. Stepping into those arenas, because people always have an assumption, or they already have a place where they want to put you. But when you honor yourself and you know your value, they can't place you nowhere. But in that Empress chair, and make sure that your crown stays straight on your head, and bring you some more jewels to attach to it. Okay. So I needed to put that out there because I've experienced it, and I'm dealing with a lot of you that are going through it too. So I always tell them, you're a queen. Your crown is crooked on your head. Somebody's trying to knock you off your throne, but keep in mind, you still got your hands on the arm of that chair. So straighten up, straighten up and clear space for another ruby to come. And so you honor yourself, so therefore others will honor you. And it's when we say moving forward, I had to interrupt you. I don't like to do it, but it just hit me when you said be true to yourself. And when you're true to yourself, you never have to worry. And you don't worry, don't nobody like it, okay? Because you only dealing with yourself, not themselves, right? So they're entitled to their own opinion. So I'm going to shut up now. I just had to put it out there because I don't like to interrupt you, but that was something you touched on that I needed to speak on because I've been dealing with issues in my life and in others' lives. So I needed to see if we were all on the right track.
Okay. Yeah. And so the next question is, so what steps are you willing to take to allow your conscious and inner spirit to guide you?
Okay.
Now, what steps are you willing to take to allow your conscious and your inner spirit to guide you? Because sometimes, you know, that little voice, that little first voice, it, you know, speak to us. We ignore that voice so many times.
Like you're talking a foreign language, huh?
Yes, we ignore that voice. You know, your thought is the right thought. You know, when you started to manipulate and try to strategize on something, but your inner spirit already spoke to you. Your inner knowing already spoke to you. So why ignore that? And we do it so many times. You know, they said warning comes before destruction.
Yes, it does.
And the signs always come. But we ignore those signs sometimes. We want to do it the way we want to do it. Right? We think we got a better way.
Yes.
So what steps are you willing to take to allow your conscious and your inner spirit to guide you?
I like that.
Number three, what are your morals and values? You know, when we was coming up, we had morals and values.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what we have in place now. You know, I had to laugh.
I'm sorry.
I said it because let's look at the state of the world.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on right now in the world, right?
I know. Yes.
And just look at, you know, 45. I can never call him president, but it's 45.
I understand.
45, you know, pray for him every day. And just to see, and when the election came, and I'm still speaking on honoring how people honor this man. It was almost like almost a split decision from evil, from good. Right?
Yes.
And then some people say, we know there's no good, there's no bad, it just is. Right? But in the is, I want to say, because what's good for you may not be good for the other person.
True.
And vice versa, right? So that's why the saying that said there's no good, there's no bad, it just is. It's because it caused a maturity level to be able to process certain situations. Right? And the pandemic, it came at a time, the 2020, at the beginning of 2020, it came in kicking.
Yes.
So to say that is to say this: only the strong will survive. Because if we get caught up in the buffoonery, we get lost. Our immune system will get attacked.
Yes.
Because now we're stressing and worrying about what's going to happen. Instead of honoring yourself in a way that all the self-care that I talked about, you know, will I honor myself, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous at that work, and my soul knows what is right. Your soul already know what's right. So continue in your purpose, in your mission. Because when you keep your focus on your purpose and your mission, all this other stuff around you doesn't matter, because you know who you are as an individual. Because you're standing in your purpose.
Standing there. And you are, I like the way you say when you say you're standing in your purpose. You know, when I talk about the workshops on purpose, I say people say we're standing in, but I always say you're traveling too, because you know that purpose changes moment to moment because things change moment to moment. So I like it.
Your mission changes moment to moment, but your purpose.
Your purpose is already designed. You just have to stand so you can get to it.
Right.
That's what I see. You got. It's already there, but you have to stand so that you can get to it. And usually, like I was saying, a lot of individuals, they might not be here to see it going to full fruition because the purpose is the end. In some cases, like John Lewis and stuff, he had his purpose. He stood it at an early age.
Right.
He already knew it, but he got to it.
Right.
And he was here to see it. So, well, you say stand. I say, yeah, you have to stand to get through it. But I didn't want to take you off your course, but I had to get that in there. When we got to these morals and values, I think that's a foreign language around here, too, because not too many people know what it is. We, in our time, we have morals and values, and we have principles. See, I'm a principle person. So if you violate one of those principles, that's it. I don't even have to think about it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to try to clear it up. I don't care. Nope. You violated that principle and can't deal. It's like just talking about, like I use acknowledging, not being ugly, but we have to put some humor here. You know you can't outpiss a skunk, okay? You can't. So if I get in a situation, I have to order up my skunk repellent, I say. So if I'm in a situation I no longer want to deal, I tell them that the skunk repellent is being on backlog, okay, because I don't want to smell that stench. And that's when I'm going on that. That's the way that Texas side comes out, you know. You have to kind of like hit them in the gut so they'll really get it. But you always keep a smile on your face. And you're not able to do that unless you know who your true self is. Because all the while that you're saying these things, you're creating happiness, hopefully somewhere down the line for them. But you happy as hell because you're not going to let their energy take you out, okay? So you understand that absolute happiness no matter what. Stephanie, I'm going to be quiet over here because you know we can go off into 44 different directions. When you get on here to tell it, we like to tell it. So I'm going to shut up. We got about maybe 45, about maybe 12 more minutes to go. I don't want to rush you, but let me be quiet over here because we can take it out another hour.
Okay. So the next question is, how do you apply your moral values in your daily life?
Mm-hmm.
How do you apply your morals and values in your daily life?
Okay.
How you do that? What do that look like for you?
Okay.
And number five, how will you honor and respect the universe, yourself, and others? Because, you know, this planet is just loaned to us. We don't own it. It
That's
just
right.
amazed me how, you know, we have these games that have territory.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't come on this side of the town because it belongs to me. No, brother, man, no, sister. It doesn't belong to anyone.
Right.
You know, how can you say what corner, what street belongs to you? You know, because even when you buy property, right?
That's true.
You really don't own it straight out until you, what, pay it all off.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully that you're still alive to see it to be paid all off, right?
That's true.
You know, so everything is loaned to us. Our body is loaned to us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's very important what we put inside our a body, what we say, what we do is very important. And then what we say and do to others as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to stop the generation curses within our families, let's start with yourself. What can you do to make sure that your child or children does not experience the same things that you went through as a child? Making sure their environment is conducive enough for them to be at peace.
Yes.
That they see loving relationships between the parents within the household. That they see mom taking me time, seeing dad taking time out. Because sometimes parents, they can get so overwhelmed, especially right now.
Yes.
With the homeschooling, right?
Tell me about it. Yes.
Yeah, with the homeschooling. You know, sometimes it can be overwhelming, especially if the parents is working at home.
Mm-hmm.
They have to work. They have to homeschool. Don't mention the other things that need to be done around the household.
That's true. You're right, Stephanie.
You know? So I want to say to the parents out there who really beating that grind, working at home and trying to homeschool, take some me time.
Parents, take me time.
Yes, if you just got to step outside for a moment and walk down the street and just whatever, go shut yourself
right up
in the bathroom and just do a woosah.
I saw one of my neighbors, and I'm not going to cut you off because I want you to close this out, but my neighbor, I was coming in, I saw a stroller lying down. I said, excuse me, is this your baby's Rolls Royce laying out here by the door? She had forgot she left it. I told her, baby, your mama going to get your Rolls Royce stolen. You're going to have to walk. And he was looking at me like, man, Linda, you silly. He was just laughing, right? Because, you know, I tune into them little ones. I'm right there with them, right? I said, your mama left your Rolls Royce. Somebody was going to take your. And he started laughing like, Miss Linda, thank you. Because I sure don't feel like walking down 2 blocks or whatever. But it was funny, bitch. They have a lot on their minds, Stephanie, and you're right.
Yeah,
the computer's not working. I remember in the beginning, it was like, I got to go over to school, and the desktop won't clear up, and blah, blah, blah. I said, just calm down. Calm down. That the school is going to be there. You have time to do it. But what I find that worked for me with the crazy, with the parents going crazy, especially the working mommies, I said, well, did you set up the room, or did she fix it where she wanted her computer to go? I said, let her decorate her space. She needs to own it. And when she decorates her space, she'll see a different attitude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it worked because, you see, that it's hard for everybody. Like I said, losses, changes, and transitions. We're all going through them all together here. We're all in it one way or the other. It's affecting all, and then we just have to try to uplift. And that's why we're here. That's why we tell it on Tuesday. We give mind for Monday. We here. You know, I stated last night that I'm so happy to be here because therefore the people are the ones that pull me through. You know, because I have to keep myself balanced spiritually, mentally, and physically in order to be able to keep somebody else balanced. So that's a responsibility that I take on. So when I find myself slopping over to the left, you know, I tell them all to dial NAMI. I'm going to put that number out here before we go, too. That NAMI is 1-800-950-6264. 24 hours of scream out help. Talk to somebody, okay? 1-800-950-6264. Dial NAMI. They're there for you. They're not going to judge you. they're going to listen. Somebody's there to help you. Scream for help. You can't carry this luggage. Can't carry it all on your back, okay? Just let that pride go and holler as loud as you can. So, Stephanie Hayes, I hope I took up your time, but where are we going to go next week? And what are you going to close us out with? We got about 5 minutes here.
Oh, okay. So we're going to, actually next week, we're going to finish up honoring ourselves, and then we're going to move into embracing the love inside of us.
Okay. So we'll do honoring ourselves the end next week and move into embracing the love inside of us. You know, Stephanie, the love that you share and how you share and care, it's like I need to give me, I have the website for the book again. I'd like to post it out again. It's www, what is it?
No, Fashion it's not the website. Yeah, they can email me at fashion.
Okay.
Fashion BLY.
Okay.
FIT.
Okay.
22@gmail.com.
Okay, they can email you.
Email.
Okay. And then you can get the book out there. I need to treat myself. Again, like, you know, I always like going through the book. I always like looking at the illustrations. There's pictures, there's illustrations, there's affirmations. You can just flip to any page, and it's like it's just talking directly to you for that day, for that reason. So I'm going to put the email out so that the listeners can come back. And then next week we're going to wrap up. We're going to end up honoring ourselves and then going into embracing the love. It's like embracing the love within or just embracing the love?
It's embracing the beauty that lives inside of you.
Okay, embracing the beauty that lives inside of you. Yes. Inside of you. Oh, this is going to be exciting. That way I'm going to have to just get all my questions. I'm gonna put questions out there about that. I'm going to put questions out there about... One, you know, how do you honor yourself, and how, and what is the love that you embrace from within you? I kind of like want to put those out. Is that a good thing to do and see if we get some bites from that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. To go and to take. So, listeners, this is Tell It Tuesday with Stephanie Hayes. And share it and care with us, Stephanie. You know, we get off into going into, we run a road map here. We start on one thing and go into another, but that's what it's all about, because we are true to ourselves over here. And we're very, very honest and very authentic. Okay, so for those who don't understand the meaning of authenticity, check out Waking Up with Linda McShann, because we're going to bring it to you the authentic way. We're not trying to impress. We're not CNN over here. We're just trying to get through it, pull you through it, and make sure that we all go through this together. And I have so much appreciation for each host that comes on, each of you guys, and when this opens up, when it clears down, ooh, I tell you, it's something big in store, okay? It's something
all
in
right.
store. Oh, there's something in store. So I listed down several different ways, but you know, it's all about appreciation with me. And people don't even owe you a smile. You know, I tell the young adults, well, she didn't even say hello to me. I say, do you know that the doctor had to slap you on your behind to give you your first breath of air when you were born? I said, don't nobody owe you nothing. Just because she didn't give you a smile doesn't mean you don't have to give her a smile. So I'm going to put that out there to the listeners also. And on that note, Stephanie, give us just a sentence to just let us take it to our theta state and try to get there. Close us out with a sentence or something. Give us a reminder.
Yes. Well, the most important thing is be true to yourself.
Okay.
You know, always speak from your authentic, using your authentic voice.
Okay.
And also remember to always honor who you are.
Okay.
You don't have to compromise yourself.
Nope. Honor who you are And as the kids say, well, you better ask somebody. Okay, you just better ask them. And on that note, we're going to check out of here. We love you, Stephanie. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And love you, too.
Okay. All righty. Get some rest. And I know you're going to take that me time. One day this week or 1 hour this week or every day this week. So I'll be talking with you shortly, okay?
All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you, too.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. Times do I have to tell you, even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They won't.